This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Denver International Airport plans to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to solve one of its most vexing problems. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
The designers of DIA made a bold choice. They connected the B and C concourses to the main terminal by a train, and only a train. And when that train breaks down, it causes huge crowds and chaos. More than 30 years later, there may be a solution. The airport plans to spend $300 to $700 million on walkways between the concourses. They'll run through the tunnels that used to house the airport's baggage transportation system, which has since been moved elsewhere. Construction is expected to start next year and wrap up within a year or two. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
The latest data in Colorado shows 46 people are now hospitalized with COVID-19. Nearly the lowest number since the start of the pandemic 6 years ago. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, the state saw a pair of peaks when more than 1,600 people were hospitalized. This viral respiratory season, which started in October and wraps up at the end of May, the number never went higher than 140. Michelle Barron is an infectious disease doctor with UC Health.
COVID's our wild card, so it's definitely tamped down, which is great. That's exactly what we wanted to do. But every year we've had a little bit of a summer surge.
She says the virus is unpredictable and vaccination provides protection. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Metro Denver has a chance of thunderstorms tonight with rain likely tomorrow. Feels like spring here in Colorado. Thank you so much for listening to CPR News.